Well, we're delighted to be back here at the Palace Parlour, or Parlour Palace, in Bromley Civic Centre with the wonderful Mayor of Bromley, Councillor David Jeffries. It's lovely to be here again.
Well, thank you. It hardly seems a moment ago since you were here last time.
But
a lot has happened since then.
And we're sat exactly in the same positions as last time.
And somebody reminds me that I think next week, or the end of next week, I come up to 25% in, so 25% through. So
wow.
Where did that time go?
I know. So, well, we're here to get an update, aren't we? To kind of see what you've been doing, what sort of commitments you've been involved in since we last interviewed you.
Well, it's made it a little bit easier by the fact that I decided to create a blog, a newsletter, and this time round I put some funny moments in there, which has
gone
down
well. We love a funny moment, don't we?
So that's, you know, a way of capturing it. I suppose the first thing I'd say is it's been very, very busy. I think the first blog recording really done, I had done something like 68 events. I think this time around it's 56. The Deputy Mayor has also been very busy, and both the Mayoress and the Deputy Mayoress have been doing some engagements solo, as it were. So we've had a very, very busy time. I was told that August quietens down, and here we are just about to enter into the second week of August. And you know what? Yes, quieter last week. Next week looks incredibly busy again. So not quite the same pace as July, but not far off.
Yeah, so it seems so. And you're off anyway on holiday soon. So you
I'm going to take just one week,
time,
I think. Yes,
a bit of downtime. So what have you been enjoying most so far in your role as mayor?
Difficult question. I think the main thing has just been, you know, being a councillor for coming up to 14 years. You know, I thought I knew Bromley very well, but actually there's so much going on, which I think, only talking to past mayors, you only begin to appreciate as mayor, what is actually taking place in our borough and the connections and so on. So I think that's been one of the, you know, it's the, also the entire variety of events. But it's meeting a range of wonderful people doing fantastic things, if I can put it that way. Exact opposite of some of what we're seeing in the newspapers at the present moment.
Absolutely, and we're not going to talk about that. But, you know, that's exactly why Darren started the Bromley Buzz, to bring the community together, to shout out. Go on, Darren.
That's absolutely right.
To bring the joy and what's going on.
Yeah, it's all about positivity and creating a media channel and other things related to it that basically cheer people up. And we've had exactly the same experience you have, but less condensed. So finding out about things and parts of the borough you barely knew existed. And I highlighted mine since we last spoke. Down in Down Village, their annual duck race.
Right, obviously I missed out on that one.
Which was conducted with thunder and lightning, and 1,000+ plastic ducks cascading down the high street out of an inflatable pool to a finish line, and three people winning prizes as a result of that, and all that.
Got
it was just hilarious.
Instagram, haven't you?
Yes.
There?
Right, beginning to make my time a little bit less adventurous, but I thought, you know, having spent two sessions in the River Ravensbourne, which I think you mentioned part of that dinner last time, was straddled over the period of having to clean up the river there and moving some rocks around. I saw the other day that's really worked well. Through to opening three playgrounds. Mm-hmm. Was a moment where I did say, having been doing two in a day, isn't this a great coincidence? One of the team smiled and said, I need to tell you, Mr. Mayor, it's not an entire coincidence you're doing two on the same day. I said, right, I did sort of wonder about that. But yeah, being allowed in robes to go down one of the slides was great. Mm-hmm. And then being asked to repeat it, so that was wonderful.
Fantastic.
And a whole, you know, series of other things which have gone on there, which have been very unusual experiences in the borough.
We also did a bit of unusual mayor shadowing one day as well. So you went to the fete at All Saints Church in Orpington, only to turn up later the same day at Biggin Hill Carnival.
We did indeed, and that was a very hot Saturday, if I remember rightly. And then
yes, lovely dog show there. I tell you, you took that in.
Yes, I think the interesting dog show is a wonderful afternoon at Fole Farm. The only slight drawback was being invited to choose the overall winner. So that was the winning dog from all the individual categories in there, which was, I thought, well, to be easy, there must be one dog which had been a rescue dog.
Right.
No, they've actually all been rescue dogs. So I think there were 12 categories, and eventually I think it was seemed rather obvious to me that there was a one. It was the best old girl, a wonderful golden retriever. She was 9, rising 10. Fantastic. I thought we made a right decision. As we were leaving, there was a lovely little girl who said, "I don't like that man. I don't like the mayor. He's a bad judge. Didn't choose my dog." So you can't please everybody.
Well, you're going to have to change something there.
I think so, yes.
I was just going to say, because of the dogs, Darren, myself, and Sarah, the other part of the Buzz, we're off to a little dog show in Chelsea this Saturday.
Yes, we are. The Five Bells Dog Five Show, Bells, which is an annual favourite of mine, where previously I saw St Bernard carrying off the hoops on the obstacle course. Our friend Chandra Sharma's pug was there.
Couldn't
jump over anything.
Because he's so tiny.
Absolutely.
And I think dog shows are great, we're enjoying ourselves, but being the final judge, no.
In that case, there should be a dog show in Cater Park.
There is indeed, yes.
Yeah, that's a lovely one, and they have a senior round, and the senior dogs are tearjerkers.
Yes, I'm already aware of that one. It's in the diary. I gather so, yes.
Right, just look out for the same girls on there.
Talking of senior, you've been seeing someone senior this very morning.
Indeed, there was a lovely lady who is rising 105, who volunteered for the RAF, the Women's Royal Auxiliary Air Force, in, I think I might say, July 1939, and served throughout the war. And her one wish was to, as she put it, say goodbye to her friends. So she and her daughter had been arranged through the RAF Benevolent Society of Association. And this was at Beacon Hill this morning. So it was a very nice little service for her. There was a senior RAF officer came, some of the cadets, and it was wonderful to present a certificate for her. Lovely little service. And then there was a traditional little tea party afterwards. Was absolutely amazing. Refused to use her wheelchair, just used her support. But it was a wonderful experience. And hear what she had done during the war. And then also hearing what her daughter had done as well in the RAF. So wonderful family.
Wow, amazing. That's amazing. I was reading that you recently attended an event celebrating the outstanding achievements of the One Bromley Recognition Awards on the 16th of May.
That seems a long time ago.
Second
evening in.
Because I just read about it as I was going through.
Again, I think that was an occasion which really highlighted it. It was great in the sense it was done Oscar style.
Yeah.
Including by the chairman, who was dressed up in a very nice gold lamé jacket. I'm not sure that his great GP, how his patients will look at it in the future over there. But what was wonderful is actually just reading out the results. So the winner of the award is, for example, the palliative community care team and things like this, and actually celebrating wonderful achievements by wonderful people. And as I say, I think that was a great experience and such an opportunity to be able to say thank you to so many people doing wonderful things.
Absolutely. You know, you've done a lot of great things like this. And another one that I read about that you attended in July was with the Southwark Mayor, Councillor, is it Naima Ali?
That's correct, yes.
Unleashing creativity, and it was all to do with the minds and the young people rising the mental health awareness, I believe.
Indeed, yes. I mean, we all, I think, know about the problems of mental health, both for children, adolescents, and adults. But this was looking at the role of creativity, acting, art, and how that can be used. And it follows on one of the themes which my charity is doing, BYMT, with music therapy. Yep. So it was great to be able to share some thoughts about this and see what was going on. It was a conference which was held for South East London, mind. In fact, it was very convenient. It was held at Southwark Cathedral in the morning. Both the mayor of Southwark, myself, and the other London mayors had been there for the enthronement of the new bishop of Woolwich. So it was great. Fantastic. We had two in the same venue and nearby.
That really interested me, because I know that's a charity that you support, and art and music, the creative arts is something that I'm very passionate about, and the mental health side of things. So
Yes, I think we've had some other examples of that recently, just you know, what is being going on across the borough there. Wonderful.
It is, absolutely. Do you know what else is nice? You've got an event coming up where you'll be cutting a ribbon. It's actually the reopening, isn't it, of the Southbury Borough Library.
Yes, again, that's a week today, just facing my ward. I can't claim it's in my ward because the road runs down the middle, but very close in there. Yes, we're looking forward to that. Again, I think it illustrates what we're doing in Bromley. So many boroughs are having sort of economic circumstances to close. We've actually opened one new library. We've refurbished others. But of course, libraries aren't like they used to be, just about books. This is about sharing information, community hubs, information centres, and so much more. Really.
Yeah, and you've got it's going to be quite a day. It's at 10:30, I believe it starts, and it runs till about 12:30.
Yes, unfortunately, with other events, we're only there for a part of it.
But they've got Creative Arts, Bromley Football Club's going to have their trophy there. So you can go along and see that.
Yes, because their season kicks off on Tuesday. Mm. Well, for the first home match on Tuesday, which is in the Cup.
Yeah, and when we interviewed you last time, that was just before an event that both of you attended, the Armed Forces Day.
Yes, well, in fact, there was the Armed Forces Day here, which was very well attended. We also had an Armed Forces Day at the War Memorial in Orpington, and then I was asked to join with the other mayors. We had the one organised at the Civic, by the Mayor of London, which we all joined in, and then was asked to join the one for the City of London. So we had a lot of celebrations and commemorations around there. And then following that, there was the wonderful veteran service again down at Biggin Hill. Also, there was a lot of events.
I thoroughly enjoyed attending the Armed Forces Day here, and especially talking to the two young cadets, Air Force cadets.
Yes, in fact, one of them was there this morning.
Oh, really?
It was great that they were there. Yes, it's great that we had our cadets here and our reservists, and some of them were able, well, from the other forces, from the Royal Naval Cadets, we had with us at the Civic Service, because that was held on Sea Sunday, which was, 14th of July, up at Holy Trinity Church, depending which way you look at it.
Yeah.
I think we have a distinguished engine noise in the background now. As we were coming, a wedding was underway, and there's a Bentley out there, a vintage Bentley, and
it's
the engine purring.
Did you not see my private number plate on it?
I'm amazed you actually got past it and into the building.
For those residents who don't know, the Old Pass is rented out, being an income stream there, and many people have either weddings here, some actually have Ruby, and other civil weddings here as well.
Is that something that's going to be continuing once your office has moved?
Good question. I think there's still a hope that there will be, but I think, if everyone's honest, it won't be quite the same sort of old buildings as we have here. Mm. The palace built in 1775, but yes, there still will be opportunities there.
Now, I've got here the Mayor of Bromley's newsletter, which is freshly minted. And I'll just mention, incidentally, the Mayor of Bromley has moved with the times for some time now. So Instagram, Mayor of Bromley, Facebook, Mayor of Bromley, Twitter or X, at Mayor of Bromley Zero for some reason. Well, that's on the end.
No TikTok yet. Could that be one?
I'm reliant on our communications team for selecting which media outlets we use.
But I enjoyed your funniest moment. It seems that people think you might be in a panto or something.
Yes, we had a most memorable occasion, which was hosted at the Marks & Spencer store in the High Street, and this was a joint venture called Marks & Stark, which was the 20th anniversary of this, which they run in their academy with the Prince's Trust. And that is where they bring people, young people, in. They give them a 4-week course training, and on this occasion, all had passed the course. They're then given a 12-week contract to work there. I think I might say about 80% then go on to get full-term contracts. And it was wonderful to experience that, to hear their testimonies, people who tried so hard to get a job and couldn't, had a number of things thrown at them, and this had given them a break, and how it literally transformed their lives. So that was the event we were at, and then we'd just been good for the environment. We walked back to the Civic Centre, we came down the High Street, and a lovely little girl did turn around and say, "Are you going to be in the pantomime? Are you advertising?" I think she thought I was going to be in Dick Whittington. I'd say no, not quite.
Well, that's good to know, because last year I put on a pantomime And it was, Darren was in it, and I had other business, small business owners join me, and we raised money for Just Be. It was a charity that, unfortunately, they're no longer.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, we raised money for them, and we did Aladdin. So maybe I might see if I would cast you for my one this year. If
I thought this was going to be an easy interview. It's almost like downstream of this. Let's talk about that offline, maybe.
Yes, I'm wondering whether to do one this year.
Well, I have to say, talking of shows, we did have a wonderful production, which was by Bromley Little Theatre, Bromley Community Arts, which was Shakespeare in Love, which was performed just down in the Churchill Courtyard Gardens there, just below. I have to say, the rehearsal was on the Monday when there was that torrential downpour, so they had no dress rehearsal. And when we arrived, it was looking a bit dodgy, so it was still raining at 7:10. The clouds did clear, the rain stopped, and it was a great production. I think it was very emotional. All the answers just shows what could be put on, so that was another highlight.
Shame I missed that one.
Well, you're not going to miss the one next week, either of you, because we're going to be at the Bridge House Theatre in Penge for the latest Bromley Buzz Up All Sector Free networking meeting, on the stage itself, above the pub, and
pull out some acting skills.
I think if you're emceeing, it does require a little bit of that, doesn't it? You need to put some front on.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, although I have to say, I think we've got I've got the Army Cadet Corps Southeast Camp, which is I'm visiting, spending time with them on Blackheath Common this year, so I'll be coming hot foot from that, so but looking forward to joining.
Well, we're going to have a couple of, in the way we normally do, have sort of demonstration-y things there, so I'm hoping that the ladies of Bromley Football Club, a couple will come along, and there might be a bit of keepy-uppy. We had your predecessor, Councillor Mike Botting, doing catching practice with A's Cricket Club's captain last time.
I'm looking forward to this increasingly.
Yeah, and there should be from a youth charity a couple of people doing a bit of a boxing demo.
Right. It's amazing the things you get into. It's one of the things I was talking to you beforehand, Darren, was we were invited to a taster of a new club which is just getting going for wheelchair rugby.
Yes.
And that was a great occasion to see that. And obviously that came out of, you know, effectively it was wheelchair basketball and how this is moving forward. So again, a great club. I know they're looking for publicity. I'll give you the details. They might welcome being interviewed by you on there.
Where are they going to be?
They're currently operating out of the Walnuts, and they've got links, I think I might say it was indirect links, with Bromley Rugby Football Club. I might have got that slightly wrong. Quite a few people have been associated with them. But there were, you know, a variety of different backgrounds there in wheelchairs, but really great.
Yeah, is that mixed rugby?
At this stage, I think it's all male, but I think they're hoping to set up a women's team as well.
I have a very good memory of in the 1970s when I went to school in Hertfordshire. And we had an exchange thing where on every Thursday fortnight, I think it was, my class would go around to a local school for disabled. And we played football with them. And I have memories to this day of their most fearsome player, who would walk up and down aided by his two sticks. And if anyone tried to get the ball off of him, he would whack them in the leg. So, yeah.
Well, I hope you didn't take all these bad habits to Bromley Buzz on Tuesday.
No, that was a lot of fun, and it would be very good to talk to the wheelchair rugby people.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, this whole episode that we're doing now, all of what you just said about Marks and Spencers, which is a national thing, it's not obviously just a Bromley thing. Mm. I'd never heard of it. And here I am sitting.
I had not heard of it. This was their 20th anniversary. They've had, I think from memory, some 6,000, I'm going to go in the wrong place, maybe it'd be 6,000 people have gone through this. 32,000 here, and they have similar academies set up now in those countries where they have high scale production. I'd never heard of it at all. Run with the Prince's Trust, and the number of people who have been through there. And what was interesting is seeing people who were now in very senior positions who actually came into it through that route. So it was a win-win situation.
Sounds like we're at the circus.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think that's the Hooter. Someone's going to leave.
I think they must have borrowed the car from one of the old productions of Jeeves and Wooster or something. Yeah.
No, I think it was that Bentley down there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think you can see we've had a very, very full program. I mean, not only opening parks, I think it was the Obelisk in Betts Park, which we opened there. I didn't know, obviously should have done, that we have the only remains of a canal south of the Thames here, which was the old New Cross to Croydon Canal, and there's about 250 metres of it still lies there and is still full of water. Quite how nobody really knows, which is in Betts Park, I'm sure.
Okay, we'll have to go down there and have a little
browse. It was great between going back to cutting the ribbon and then opening, I'm not sure you opened an obelisk, we dedicated it in fact in the park there.
Oh, super. You know what I wanted to, because obviously there's lots of things that probably inspire you, but in your time so far, what has really stood out for you the most so far? Or the biggest impact that you feel that you've contributed to, you made or seen?
I don't think it's what you do as mayor. I think it is just been, I think what I said in my speech at the volunteers reception is what the mayor can do is to just say thank you on behalf of the community, highlight what is going on, and then on occasions to people like your good selves and others, bring more attention, but actually get people to realise what so many people are doing each and every day in our borough. Small example, we had a meeting of the Bromley branch, Kent Association of the Blind, last week. What people are doing there, and one of the things they're doing, is taking people out for walks. And that allows, which I never thought of it before, the guide dogs to be let off the lead, and the guide dogs can have a bit of free time and exercise. You know, it is so obvious when you think about it, but those guide dogs doing such what trained and so on, but this allows them a bit of time as well.
You can look after their mental well-being as well, animals.
Indeed, yeah. And the other thing is seeing what people are doing for our environment. Wet Tuesday, I think you might be the Wet Tuesday afternoon up at Cater Park to see a revisit to the tiny forest, which was planted back in February, to see how that's growing and the dedication there. Just another example of something that's being set up, which is for the future. Yeah. I'm seeing all those trees doing very well. Obviously, they've had a good bit of rain this year. I think 600 were planted, and all but four have taken. Wonderful. Yeah.
Yes, the thing I met you up in that way was the Penge Pride picnic.
Indeed it was, yes. We've had a lot of events in Penge. Mm. There's a small group, well, not so small, there's a group of dedicated, wonderful people in Penge who bring all these things together, and I won't name check, but I think they probably know who they are.
Yeah. I mean, it is a lovely place, Penge, and they do have a lot that they do for the community as well there, bring people together, events and festivals, and yeah, it's just wonderful.
Yeah, and it's there across the whole community, from the places with the thousand ducks to all ages and levels, the wheelchair guys.
It was interesting because you didn't realise how close Penge was when we first went.
I used to commute to London, and I didn't realise Penge was part of Bromley, to my shame.
I think one of the remarkable things about Bromley, okay, we are London's largest borough geographically, but we are such a diverse borough. I see that in my own ward, you know, probably a few wards which has got a tower block and a windmill. If you think, we've got a fish farm and stables, and then we've got a refuse transfer centre on the Waldo Road. So just the variety we've got. But I think the other point is, of course, just sort of diverse community we've got as well.
Yeah,
the point that I often make the citizenship, which again is one of the highlights of my weekend, seeing new people coming in being, yeah, this is their celebration, getting their certificates, how much they bring, and encouraging them, in fact many of them are already engaged with our community, and just seeing such a diverse community, how rich we are for that. Well, but that's needs saying in a week we've just been through, maybe.
One of the nice things about the mayoralty is that you get to talk to lots of people. And I did a rare thing the other day. We spoke to people on a train, and people I met were heading down to Sade Farm, on the south border of Bromley, so to speak. It's a Jewish farm and retreat centre. And these two ladies were going there to get married on a Saturday. And by the way, the weather was lovely for them, so congratulations.
Lovely.
Well, it's nice to know that you also had a conversation with somebody on the train, because that's also an easy one.
In those commuting days, it was like once every 6 months.
Yeah.
Well, another highlight was just last week being invited to take the salute and present some awards with our superintendent here for the youth volunteer cadets for the police. And, you know, seeing that time that's been given in to support them, what they're doing, and then some of the payback they're doing for other things and moving forward. Again, huge amount of achievement for those. And so many young people, so enthusiastic as well, you know, to help others. Yeah, it illustrates.
There's a lot of cadets in all kinds of capacities in the borough, isn't there? And boys' brigades and things of this nature. And they're just so positive.
Yes, I remember talking about the, I might call uniformed organisations, Scouts, the Guides, the Brownies, the Cubs, Beavers, Rainbows. You know, those, if you look at, say, our armed force cadets, our police cadets, and so many others, there is a lot going on. And of course, let's not forget all our athletes. It was a great privilege to be able to go, first of all, to see them performing and to see it's our small but really successful BMX bike team who were here. And then being invited to the Olympic Park, it was on the Monday as the Olympics opened on the Friday, to receive the trophy from Jeff Thompson, as Bromley, I have to say this, was the best overall team. So we've got an event coming up. It wasn't really a good idea to arrange it with so many people being away during late July into August. So I think it's in September the 20th, I think you might say, might have got that wrong, or 26th. We've actually got a reception for them, which will be held in the pavilion, just to mark that success, to hand the trophy over.
I mean, there's also, I'm just, you know, people are coming out all the time from our borough and doing great things. Recently, there's a young man that My Time Gym, he's been training at their gym, who's at the Olympics from Beckenham.
There is, yes, sir.
Something Lee, I think his name is. I'm just trying to find that now.
I think you're right, yes.
Here it is, Beckenham. I was just going through my phone.
That's all right, I'll edit this bit. Time out while you look up.
Samuel Reardon, is it?
I think you may be right, yep. Because we've obviously...
Samuel Reardon, a local athlete from Beckenham, specialises in 400-metre, 800-metre events, and is an Adidas-sponsored competitor.
And because you've got Dina Asher-Smith, and so on. So, yeah, I mean,
it's just
hopefully
amazing
what we've seen now, we've got the trophy back again, we're going for the future. But I think we have some really great athletes here. And not forgetting all those taking part, you know, the Young Park Run and so on, and other events. And of course, I did an interview a little while ago. We shouldn't forget the Chartwell Trust that's coming up. I think it's the 21st, isn't it, if I remember? Or 20th, isn't it?
Something like that, yes.
I think it's either ride or walk or take part. It's a Buell Water, I think. You know.
There's a lot of that going on at the moment. I'm taking part in raising funds for Cancer Research UK, where I do 100 squats daily for the month of August, and I'm on day 9.
Would you care to demonstrate now?
No, not in the stress.
I think we're hoping to encourage something like this as we look towards the 60th anniversary of the creation of the borough, which is next April. So watch this space for something to return to in subsequent months.
You know, it's so rewarding doing things like this. For charities, even local charities. And actually, speaking of which, we've got an event coming up soon, the Bromley Volunteers Awards.
We have indeed, yes.
Are you attending that?
Indeed, yes. Phone in the diary there.
Yes.
But again, I think in the health scene, it was great that we've opened up a couple of weeks ago in the Glades, the new Bromley Wellbeing Centre, which is wonderful to be able to assist in the opening of that, and then see all the other things which are going on in the health promotion field as well. So, you know, there's a number of people now across the age groups who are out exercising in our parks, and we need to do more of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did this the other day, didn't you? It's not exercise per se, but meditation more or less.
Oh, yes, yes. No,
say more.
Nuthatch
Retreat. Retreated.
Yes, I did. I went along to Nuthatch Retreat, which is run by Neil Peters and Lisa and Bev McGarry. And they just take you, and I've been wanting to go for ages, and finally I found a Sunday and I went along, and we just did the most amazing mindful walk for 2 hours. It seems like a long time, but it's just immersing in nature, meditating, looking around, walking really slowly. I've never walked that slowly since, gosh, I can't even remember. And for those 2 hours, I didn't have a thought of anything else but being in nature.
I think, well, I certainly echo all that. I think what's interesting is going around a large number of fates is how many of the stalls and participants there are there under the health and well-being banner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think there was the event at Chislehurst, which was almost entirely centred on health and well-being, which was great. But several of them, I would say almost 30, you're around 30% have something to do with well-being, promotions. You know, who knew we had several Nordic walking groups in Bromley, and so on and so forth. So I think that is people increasingly, and I think lockdown started this, but I think people carried that forward.
Yeah.
And it's a question of, you know, is a park just a nice place to walk to? Great that you do, but can you get more out of it? How do we appreciate the wonderful spaces we've got? Yeah, I know.
No, I completely resonate. That's what I do, you know, as my business, as the Clarity Coach, I, you know, support the well-being and the mindset, because it's the core foundations of who we are, really, and it's a nice sort of foundation to the next stepping stones. You can do things more healthier, and my focus is absolutely young people and children, so going into school and teaching them the school skills.
Absolutely. I just hope they don't give you the feedback like, oh, you're advertising the Pento. Why not?
Even that's good, they're talking to you. That's good. And,
no, absolutely. So.
But I think what you also still see is how many people are having a tough time in the borough, how many people are lonely, and you know, I think we need to recognise that as well.
Yes.
Again, perhaps we need to lift our eyes up a little bit to see what is there. Equally, you know, that's maybe just appreciate the wonderful nature around us, but how many people, a little smile or something, maybe that's the only people they see, the person they see during that day. So I think we also do need to recognise that.
Yes, absolutely. And think about, you know, how else can we encourage people to kind of maybe step outside a little bit more, go for those walks and recognise those things. So really supporting that way.
Yeah.
Because there is still a lot of apprehensive sort of fear about going to these well-being cafes, you know, because they don't know how to be, you know, there's a lot of people's, so how can we encourage that more? But there are some great organisations and care homes that are doing great work.
Yes, there are. I think I'm right in saying that we had the first dementia-friendly or cafe support group was here in Bromley. And I think I'm right saying now we have 8 and hopefully a 9th one now.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those are now opening little centres and events now for the carers as well. You need to remember that that is not just for the person living with dementia, living with Alzheimer's, but actually are probably for the carers as well. Mm-hmm. So that integrated support.
Yeah.
So I think the fact that that's going on, and we joined one which was at the Orpington Wellbeing Centre. And it was wonderful. There was a quiz taking part. We had a wonderful morning.
Mm.
I think the mayors did rather well in the quiz. Actually, I'm really keen on.
Fantastic.
Is that the one that's held in the Methodist Church?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. We were at the launch of that.
We were indeed.
I think they're setting up now, or have just set up, a carers on a Monday afternoon, as well as the Thursday morning session.
You're absolutely right. That is, you know, another thing to recognise and thank the carers out there who look after. I mean, the Bromley Business Children's and Families Forum, because I've taken part in that, they have these workshops or days for parents who have children with autism, ADHD, but just for them, so it's their time and they can talk and they can, you know, speak about the struggles or things that are going really well, that shared kind of community, which is beautiful.
Mm. I mean, I think one of the other things which encourages him, mayoralty can play a little bit in the role of that, is actually just connecting some of these charities, some of these support groups, and helping to share best practices.
Yeah.
Because one of the things which is now going ahead, you know, you've got one group, well, don't keep reinventing the wheel. You know, you may find another group that's got a great idea, can you transmit that more rapidly? Yeah, or you find that there's been, you know, a great idea, share it quickly and so on.
Yeah.
Or something that hasn't worked. You know, well, I wouldn't necessarily try that, it didn't work. So I think the more we can do that, we can help groups support each other and sort of voluntary mutual aid between groups. Yeah. And often similar problems emerge between charities. Mm-hmm. So if you brought home the other day, if you look at some of the work now of those who've got visually impaired and so on, you know, what happens if then somebody develops Alzheimer's disease as well? You know, so how can you, you know, we've got so many with our people extreme age, frailty, how do you cope when you've got two or three different problems there? So often it's linking groups together. You may well find people who need different services or a combination of services. Mm-hmm. And,
which is what
you're doing.
The Buzz Up does. Yep. The Buzz Up events, bringing people together, all the different communities or businesses and charities, and seeing how we can do something different, isn't it? And collaborate.
Indeed, I think you've done a fantastic job on that. I say thank you to you for that.
Darren's done an amazing job.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've got several more planned as we speak, and I was in Biggin Hill Airport just yesterday. They're going to be hosting one on the 15th of January, which is lovely. A very nice place called The Landing, which I've never been into before.
I have been there, yes.
Literally opposite a very snazzy looking building with F1, Formula 1 emblazoned on it.
Wonderful.
Yes, I've challenged them to get us an exciting person. I actually grew up in Stevenage, so I think that means I should be able to get Lewis Hamilton along. What do you reckon?
Go for it. Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway, there we go. So you've been as busy as ever. You're going to carry on being as busy as ever.
It looks like it, yes. Yeah. I'm told this is meant to be the quiet period. If it is, wow, okay. So time to recharge the batteries a little bit before we kick off in earnest.
What are you looking forward to now, coming up before the end of the year?
Well, we've got a series of events for the charities, yep. The first one of which is going to be on the 10th of September, when we're having a charity dinner at the Old Town Hall, mm-hmm. which is great, St. Marshall and Dorothy, which has got a great set of advertising there. We've got several other events coming forward. And then I think there's just an awful lot in the diary as we go forward. Obviously, we've got Battle of Britain Day coming, with key events, obviously Remembrance Sunday, a lot of events. This year we've got a carol service, a civic carol service, as well as having had the civic service. But yeah, I think the diary is looking very full. Let's hope we see great success for Bromley Football Club going forward and the others. So I don't think it's going to be a quiet time. The diary's already quite full.
And you've got your event, the Mayor's Ball as well.
The Mayor's Ball, yes. Thank you for reminding me that.
You've got to turn up for that one.
Yes. And I think the Mayoress is having a tea party on the 8th of October. So we've lots of things going ahead for our charities and some others. One of the things which we're looking at is an interesting visit to the Museum of the Mind,
which is great. That's
well advanced in its planning. We've got just choosing between one or two dates, which will be in the autumn, to see the exhibition there, both the gallery and the Lutyens art exhibition, as well as a talk. So that's coming down the track. So I've had a couple of visits there and many more things. So watch this space. There's a lot happening.
Well, and we will check it back in again with you in 6 weeks' time for our regular
session. Yes, I think next one will probably be our last in this venue.
And
before we move to the new home down the road.
Might have to leave a little sort of marking somewhere, like a fingerprint, say we were here.
BB.
Well, remember, this is a grave 2 listed building,
yes.
So don't do that on there.
I know. Yeah, but it's been absolutely wonderful.
And then yesterday we had an open event for our staff, which was loosely billed as Say Farewell to the Palace. We've been very lucky because we had the All Stars event, which is for the Bromley staff here. The day before, we'd had the volunteers reception, and now this. And you know what? We've had this summer so far, but we'd had glorious weather for each of them. So that was it yesterday, lunchtime. And it allowed quite a lot of staff here. Sort of one person who'd worked here for 17 years, on the site, but never actually been in to see this bit of the palace. So,
okay.
So we just had all the chains out and with the heritage, which was wonderful. So just bring the staff together. Then they brought their own picnics, just sort of sit out on the grass, just tea and coffee and just chatting to them. And then there's almost a sermon in this, but actually one wonderful member of staff had baked some great cupcakes in the Bromley colours and a wonderful cake, which was just provided by somebody who thought they'd bring it along because they so enjoyed working here. Which I said, I think shows the spirit of our wonderful staff and of Bromley.
Yeah,
But
opening doors to a new venture. There we go.
And we'll have lots of new equipment down there. I mean, a lot of this is stayed here. Yes, it's a wonderful city in this building, but there are lots of other parts which, you know, do need modern buildings. So, very good for our staff.
The view's not
down
so nice there,
there
though.
You do get some lovely views out towards Keston Ridge, another part there from the top. You
know? Yeah, right at the top of you.
Yes,
yeah, have that opportunity. That's yes, absolutely.
And of course, we did use it for, I remember that night, for the count and for declaring, as returning officer, declaring the results of the election.
I see, okay.
I won't say on the 4th, because actually they were all declared on the 5th, you know, on the Friday morning. So we have used it for that.
So, yes, I mean, if there's nothing else that you'd like to mention to let our listeners know.
There are lots more things I could mention.
I know.
Probably we've talked enough on there, so we need to save something for next time.
Absolutely.
But, thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure speaking with you again. And as we said earlier on, we'll see you hopefully in 6 weeks' time again and get a further update.
I think
update.
I'm meeting you in on week on,
well,
it's coming Tuesday, wearing
bus,
a different hat. Yes,
but yes, wearing a different hat.
Different
you'll
hat.
Be at our Buzz Up event.
Well, after what you said, I'm getting a bit apprehensive about what we may be getting there. No, seriously, thank you. Look forward to chatting again 5 or 6 weeks' time.
Absolutely. And have a lovely weekend.
And you. Thank you.
Thank you.